In the backyard of the Coquitlam home that Thomas Drellich shares with this folks, honeybees from two colonies buzz around the two hives. Drellich, a graduate of Dr. Charles Best Secondary and a refrigeration mechanic, suits up before he unhooks the double electric fencing wires to take a peek. Inside, about 25,000 bees are busy at work making honey, which Drellich processes and consumes, and also gifts to friends and family. Drellich is happy because the hives are thriving this spring, the first time after six disappointing winters. Drellich learned how to keep bees as a child while visiting his grandfather in Poland. He also passed the craft to his son, Drellich's dad. "I enjoy being around them," Drellich told the Tri-City News today, April 4. "Beekeeping is an oddly relaxing thing. It's calming and they're very docile." Drellich hadn't any complaints from neighbors about the operation until last summer when hornets and wasps flared up during a hot spell, he said. Neighbor Susan Hopkins, an avid gardener, told the Tri-City News that she was stung repeatedly last summer by Drellich's new set of aggressive honeybees, including on the neck. Her visitors have also been stung. Last October, she asked Drellich to relocate the hives after they continued to cause problems. When he didn't comply, she called municipal bylaw officers. Now, the city of Coquitlam is telling the family to remove the hives from the property or face a $150 fine. Drellich has until April 19 to get them off the Wilmot Street property, which is about a minute's walk from Mundy Park. In an email to the Tri-City News, Coquitlam's environment manager Caress Selk said beekeeping is restricted through the city's zoning bylaw to a limited number of agricultural and residential parcels in the A3, agriculture, and 2 rupees, single-family, zones, typically at least an acre in size. Drellich's land, she said, is zoned 1 rupee and, as such, does not allow beekeeping. In correspondence with Drellich, she elaborated that Coquitlam is a bear smart community. Staff work proactively to reduce human-wildlife conflict and prevent attracting wildlife into neighborhoods. As well, she wrote, Coquitlam has had very limited interest from the public to amend the bylaw. Unfortunately, beehives can be highly attractive to wild animals such as bears as well as rodent pests, she wrote to Drellich, adding, staff analyzed the feasibility of expanding the keeping of bees and backyard chickens to residential neighborhoods in 2017. But the risk of attracting predatory wildlife and pests was found to be too significant and the zoning bylaw restrictions were maintained. Still, Drellich argues the bylaw is outdated as other Metro Vancouver municipalities such as Port Coquitlam, Port Moody, Burnaby and Vancouver allow urban beekeeping. Beekeeping, he states, is not only good for the environment, as bees pollinate up to a 5 km radius, but it also contributes to food security. A need especially as grocery bills skyrocket post-pandemic. And, he contended, his operation is not for commercial use. I want to see some changes to this bylaw, he said. Coquitlam appears to be an outlier regionally. In addition, he pointed to places where beekeeping is happening and is not consistent with the bylaw, such as the roof of Coquitlam Center Mall. It would be good to have a bylaw that allows urban beekeeping with proper precautions like said distances and limits on hives, Drellich said. Environmental stewards are important for our community. My grandfather said that when the last honeybee was gone, we would be in trouble. Megaphone sound off. Do you think about urban beekeeping should be allowed in Coquitlam? Email your comments to newsroom@tricitynews.com.